Well, let's get into the hard part. So first, let's talk about ER-positive, HER2-negative metastatic disease. Okay, so you have a patient who has a BRCA germline mutation.
Yeah.
Okay, they've got ER-positive, you know, like your patient, ER-positive, HER2-negative metastatic disease.
Yes.
In general, they're going to get hormone therapy and a CDK inhibitor first.
I think that's right, or, you know, exactly.
I mean, without
standard hormone therapy with whenever you sequence the CDK4/6 inhibitor, and then at the time when you're thinking about pulling the chemotherapy trigger, that's where I think the data from the TNT trial and the Olympiad study suggest you should be going down these DNA damaging agent pathways, whether it's platinating chemotherapy or a PARP inhibitor, based on what you have access to and what the patients had previously.
Right. And so that was my question. In that typical scenario, then you would put them through hormone therapy or CDK inhibitor. Then you start thinking about this. But I guess the other question is, and I was thinking about, you know, your colleague Ursula Matalonis, that we've worked with a lot over the last few years, she had a really leadership role in terms of PARP inhibitors and ovarian cancer. And what they do there is they give them the platinum first, and then they give PARP maintenance. That's the way all their trials were. Really makes a lot of sense. But in breast, they didn't do that.
Well, it's interesting. You're exactly right that the paradigms in ovarian are slightly different, right? So the closest model we have to that is the Olympia trial, which will be the adjuvant trial of one of the PARP inhibitors. So that's after chemotherapy for BRCA-associated tumors does essentially what the ovarian cancer doctors would call maintenance and what we would call adjuvant. Is that helpful? There aren't data on using that as a tool in advanced breast cancer right now. So, you know, I think that, again, the priorities here are knowing the BRCA status, if it's BRCA-associated, thinking a little differently about it so that at some point patients get platinating agents and, if they have access to it, a PARP inhibitor as part of their algorithm. And you can see these dramatic responses with either of those approaches.
And I guess it's tricky because they didn't really look at this in the Olympiad trial, but, I mean, PARP inhibitor alone in that setting got a 60% response rate. I don't know if you'd see better activity with platinum. Maybe you try the PARP inhibitor first. I don't know. I guess it'd be individual in terms of what you go with first.
Yeah, I don't know that we'll really have data. So Andrew's TNT study, that was a first-line trial. The Olympiad study, by definition, was a second-line trial, or at least you had to have had anthracycline and taxane-based chemotherapy. And there's no head-to-head comparison. Interestingly, in the Olympiad study, you know, a good fraction of the patients had already had a platinum-based regimen, and they occasionally had good responses to the PARP inhibitor. So there's not complete overlapping resistance for those approaches.
So the other key subset, of course, is triple negative. So, for example, you have a patient who got an adjuvant anthracycline taxane, now has first relapse, but they're BRCA germline. How are you going to be thinking through sequencing there?
Well, I think the issues are the same. I don't really know that there's a big difference between endocrine resistant and triple negative when it comes to making those choices about first line chemo or...
But you'd be okay giving a PARP inhibitor at that point?
Yeah, it's a very nice option. You know, it outperformed our standard chemotherapy approaches. A purist will point out we don't have head-to-head comparisons of a platinum agent versus a PARP inhibitor, and there's reason to think platinum agents can work pretty well. So a different PARP inhibitor, veliparib, caused less in the way of marrow toxicity than did olaparib. So it was developed in combination with chemo. At San Antonio, we saw a study where they gave paclitaxel carbo plus or minus veliparib to BRCA-associated breast cancers. Actually, the veliparib didn't help, and in part that was because these patients did really well with the carbo-paclitaxel combination, the response rate on the order of 60 to 70% in the first line. So platinum agents can be quite effective. My guess is that a lot of this will come down to regional availability of the drug worldwide. It's also clear that the PARP inhibitors can be very well-tolerated drugs, and as orally available products, there's a big upside to that if they're effective.